Unit 1, Lesson 1.
Caring about what others think. Today, many self-help books claim to have the recipe for healthy, wealthy, and wise living. One of their most frequent suggestions is, be yourself. As Roy T. Bennett's The Light in the Heart advises, readers should stop caring about what others think. As with many cliches, there may be some wisdom behind Bennett's advice. Certainly, worrying too much about others' opinions can be stressful and leave us feeling doubtful and depressed, but have writers like Bennett considered the effects of everyone on Earth ceasing to care about how they are perceived? Emotions such as embarrassment and shame are usually the result of feeling as though we've made a mistake in the eyes of others. They don't feel good, but they serve an important purpose. Imagine you are walking to the supermarket checkout. You are not paying attention and accidentally cut in front of someone in line. Another customer points out your mistake, and you head to the back of the line. How do you feel? Slightly embarrassed, maybe? This is because you have broken a social convention. These are the small everyday codes and rules that we live by, and they are essential to the smooth running of societies. Embarrassment and shame prove that humans instinctively care about what people think of them. But why should this be? Cutting in line would be helpful for us, right? Well, while emotions such as embarrassment help maintain a healthy society, many psychologists argue that humans actually developed them for self-preservation. Suppose we deviate from social conventions too often. In that case, we may soon find ourselves alone, without friends, and on the margins of our society, something we instinctively know would not benefit us as individuals. Also, without these painfully memorable emotions, we are likely to repeat our mistakes. We can illustrate the personal learning value of embarrassment more clearly with another example. Let's imagine you've now left the supermarket.
You didn't remember to bring a bag, so you are struggling to hold many loose apples, oranges, and bananas.
Suddenly, you lose your grip. Your precious fruit rolls all over the busy street, and you are left desperately chasing after it. If you are feeling embarrassed again, as might be expected, then subsequently you'll probably remember to bring a shopping bag to get your food home safely. Not caring what others think suggests that whatever the situation, we should not change or adapt our personalities. Instead, as the saying goes, we should be true to ourselves. In English, the idea of being two-faced is extremely negative and is used to describe people who are deceptive or false. Of course, most of us know it's usually not healthy or even helpful to lie or consciously pretend to be someone else. However, is it such a bad thing to have more than one face? For example, most of us would naturally find ourselves talking very differently to our 10-year-old niece, 80-year-old grandmother, boss, and best friend. The image we present around others functions as a sign that we are thinking about their expectations, and the adaptations we make are signs of empathy. They show that we have considered others' thoughts, needs, and feelings. In fact, there is a saying that we have three distinct faces, one for the world, one for our families, and one for ourselves. This seems quite realistic. However, it might also suggest that the last of these faces is the true or real one. Can we really say that we are most honestly ourselves when we are alone? Most psychologists argue that we are just as capable of lying to ourselves as we are to others, so perhaps it's other people's opinions of us that keep us honest. As with many things in life, the truth probably lies somewhere in between. Worrying too much about how we are seen could be a waste of time or even dangerous, especially if it is based on shallow judgments about what we wear or how we look. On the other hand, being concerned about how others view us as intelligent, emotional creatures is essential to our well-being and the success of our communities.